Welcome to Advisory Insights Podcast, brought to you by Obermann Law Firm, a leading law firm serving clients across multiple industries and sectors on a local, regional, and national basis. And now, here's your host, Stuart Obermann.
Well, welcome everyone to Advisory Insights Podcast. Stuart Obermann here, your host. One of the things that is in the news every day is artificial intelligence. So what I want to do, today's topic, 2024, artificial intelligence, employment considerations. I want to talk about what our employers need to look at as far as artificial intelligence. So we all know that in the workplace, AI is absolutely exploding. So then the question is, how is it productive? How is it efficient? And what are its capabilities? But also, what are the dangerous landscaping areas that we need to utilize and be aware of? So we all know, and we're discovering every day, it seems like, AI can be used for many functions in the employment law setting. Recruiting, hiring, streamlining the job description process, analyzing internal employer data, prediction analysis, you know, analyze productivity, measure individual performance, select candidates for promotion, and there's a whole slew of things that clearly AI can do. However, there are some things that with the utilization of AI, every employer has to be aware of. And those are all state and federal guidelines, which we're going to cover a little bit of right now. So they have to be, our employers have to be aware of Title VII of the Civil Rights Act. This was the original race, color, creed, sex, origin guidance, right? Then you got the Americans with Disabilities Act against individuals with disabilities. The Older Discrimination in Employment Act. Obviously, this is meant to prevent discrimination for workers over 40 years old. So with that being said, now the states are getting involved in this. So we have to look at how this affects the overall process regarding recruiting, hiring, promotion, and make sure that our employers do not run afoul of the anti-discrimination laws. So you have to be very careful when there's any analysis based upon religion, age, sexuality, genetic information, or disability, whether it's scraped, as we will, or learned from the internet, social media, applicant's resume, or an interview, this analyzation could have a very, very serious discriminatory impact. So with that being said, a lot of states have either enacted legislation or are considering legislation that we really need to take a look at. So on the federal side, we have the Federal Trade Commission's Algorithmic Accountability Act of 2022. We got the White House version of the blueprint for a AI Bill of Rights. We have the AI Risk Management Framework. We have the EEOC issued technical guidance in May of 2022. And then again in May of 2023, the EEOC issued additional guidance under Title VII for employers. So, but you know, another thing is that the states, right? So the states are now getting very aggressive on what they're doing from legislation standpoint. Example, you got Illinois enacted the Artificial Intelligence Video Interview Act of 2022. Other states have sort of followed suit with that in California, Jersey, New York, Vermont, D.C., and they all either have proposed legislation or have actually enacted legislation. Then, of course, we have to look at, you know, what New York is doing on the local level. The New York City Local Law 144, which became enforceable as of July 5th, 2023. So again, we have to look at what are the best practices, right? So employers have to implement policies and procedures to govern the usage of AI, because every employee has their own different version as to what potentially AI could be utilized regarding. But we have to make sure the technology selected does not violate the discrimination laws. And employers, in our opinion, should be conducting audits as to the utilization of AI. So some employers are already considering and implementing where they are informing applicants, job applicants, on how they're utilizing technology. They're training their staff on technology for AI, so it doesn't become discriminatory in nature. These are just a small fraction of the things that on the employment law side, our employers need to be aware of on a national and local basis. Folks, that's a very short topic for a very complex and growing area. Thank you for joining us. Stuart Overman here. Again, please feel free to reach out if you have any questions. Stuart, S-T-U-A-R-T, at Oberman, O-B-E-R-M-A-N, law.com. Or give us a call, 770-886-2400. Thanks, and have a fantastic day.